Welcome to God's house this morning. Thank you for being here, and thank God for allowing us all to be here. It's a blessing. We've had a good Sunday school start us this morning, and we thank the Lord for it. And I want to say again, I appreciate the folks that's been coming to Sunday school. We've had some people coming that's added to our numbers in Sunday school. I like to encourage and invite everyone to come to Sunday school. It can be a real blessing, and you can be a blessing by coming. And so have a scripture come on my heart this morning. It's the book of John, chapter 11 and verse 35. And it's two words. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. And if you maybe, I don't want to just get into it right now, but maybe later on you might even want to look it up and find out why Jesus was weeping. It's a great subject. But I appreciate the fact that Jesus wept. Let's stand for just a moment of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for letting us be here this morning. God, thank you that you care about us. God, thank you that you gave your Son to die on the cross for us and raised him from the dead. God, thank you that the gospel still goes out in power and tells people and invites people to come to Jesus and get saved so they can go to heaven. God, I pray for this service this morning. I ask you to just bless it and help us to have a wonderful, glorious, spiritual service this morning, God. Please speak to those that are spiritually in need. God, help us in every aspect of our service. Every singing, every word that's spoken, gospel that's preached, just bless us wonderfully this morning. We need you, Lord. We ask you these things in Jesus' name and amen. You be seated. We turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
I shall be.
You'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. page 272.
We shall rise.
Page 10.
Smile.
this morning. Appreciate the choir. That song is dear to my heart. It's a thought to think that the God of all glory loved me because I know how wretched that I am, yet he loved me anyhow. I thought I'll just read this scripture real fast and we'll get prayer requests. I don't want to get in the way. As they were singing a little bit about the resurrection, I thought about when Lazarus had died and Jesus was talking to Mary and Martha, and they had looked at Jesus at this point and said, "Jesus, you're 4 days late. He's been in the grave. He stinks. There's no way that he's going to live." Jesus saith unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." I thank God that there is a resurrection coming. I believe that with my whole heart, that one of these days the graves are going to burst open and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. It's a joyful thought to think that one of these days I will meet him in the air. But Jesus responded and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." I'm glad that my soul has been resurrected in Christ's image. I am conformable to the image of Christ this morning. I think Paul was right in one place. He said, "If Christ be not risen," I'm glad that's not so. I'm glad today that he is risen. He's alive. So I'm glad to be here. We'll ask everybody seated to stand. We wonder if at this time if anybody to have unspoken prayer requests. Surely remember all those hands. Anyone with a spoken prayer request this morning?
Brother Isaac texted me and said he's in the hospital, so pray for Brother Isaac. He said he hopes to get out and be back to church.
Yeah, remember that.
And let's really pray for God to speak to people's hearts.
Yeah, remember that.
I'd like for the church to pray for my brothers and sisters. They've sent mom home on hospice. And while we were there yesterday at home, we got news that her sister passed away. Sort of a double landing for the family. Please remember my family and the Cook family in your prayers, if you would. Thank you.
Remember that. Anyone else?
I want to thank all the people who called and came around and sent cards. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Remember that. Glad for everybody that's made it here today. We're glad you're here. I don't say this just because I'm a member. I love this place. But in a world that has no hope, in a dying, sinful world, this is the best place you could be. Jesus told Martha, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection." I believe the gospel will be presented today, and that is the only way for eternal life.
That's right.
So you're in a good place. Anyone else? Nobody has anything. We'll ask Brother Billy to lead us in prayer.
Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We wondered at this time if anybody'd have a song or a testimony. Follow the Lord. Anyone at all? We get plenty of opportunity. Anybody at all? Nobody has anything. I've said all I need to say.
Sure is good to be here. It's good to see everybody here that is here. And those been sick and able to be back, and whatever visitors we got, thank the Lord for you. And just whatever your case is, we're glad you are here this morning. I appreciate the choir singing. I appreciate Cooper opening up, and I appreciate being able to feel the Lord already. And let me ask again, just in case somebody has a song that's come on your heart, you feel like singing, you're welcome to do that. If God's wanting you to sing, let's pray for Brother Sean while he comes. Pray, church.
My mind gets so stressed about the world that we're in, the struggles and battles and the heartache of sin. Old Satan's attack the church of today. They've left God's old path and they found a new way. But I thank God for the altar. That's where I got in. That old time conviction revealed all my sin. And that old King James Bible, it still works today. I thank God I was saved in the old-fashioned way. That old-fashioned preacher, they say he must go. Just give us a smooth one who puts on a show. Don't sing us them old songs about dark Calvary. Just sing us a new song and happy we'll be. Oh, but I'd like to tell you, I'm not going that way. I'll stay with the blood. That's the price Jesus paid. I was born in the fire, and the smoke will not do. I'm walking that old path. Brother, how about you? And I thank God for the altar. That's where I got in. That old time conviction revealed all my sin. And that old King James Bible, it still works today. I thank God I was saved in the old-fashioned way.
Right, good song. Well, I'm glad I was saved in the old-fashioned way. Glad I'm saved, and I'm glad I know I'm saved. I'm glad I have a time and a place that I can remember and things changed. God moved that sinful burden off my heart, and washed my soul in the blood of the Lamb, and gave me peace and joy, and I appreciate that. If you don't have that and know you have it today, I'd recommend you to seek it. Anyone else have a song? All right, nobody else does. Pray real hard. If you want to follow in the scripture, you could turn to the 27th chapter of the book of Matthew. I want to start verse 27. Jesus had been before Pilate, and Pilate delivered him to be crucified. And we pick this up when Pilate had delivered him to be crucified. This is where we pick up in the scripture in verse 27. Again, Matthew 27 and 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. That's enough reading. But I want you to pray today. If I'd have a subject, it'd be consider the burden. And Jesus, as he was here and he was being treated so bad, I can only partly imagine how he must have felt. I don't even think our minds can comprehend the weight that he felt that was on him. And one thing I need to clarify, this keeps going back to me. And when they came out, this is verse 32, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And I've had people ask me, well, I thought Jesus bore his cross. Well, he did. And you say, well, Simon, it said there that Simon did. Well, now we go over here in the book of John, and you don't have to turn here if you don't want to, but it's in the 19th chapter of the book of John, and same spot and what was happening, verse 16. Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. Listen, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called a place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. And so I've had people in times past say, well, I don't understand. The one place said that they got Simon the Cyrenian to bear his cross, and the other place said that Jesus bore his own cross. And if you read on then in the book of Luke, and you go to chapter 23 and verse 26, and here's what it says. This was after he was delivered. And they led him away, and they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And so you can see the picture when you put them all together, and they were going, Jesus was bearing his cross. He was in the front. And then Simon the Cyrenian came bearing, I'd say, the tail or the back end of the cross. He came following Jesus. Nobody could bear Jesus' burden, but we've all got a burden that we need to bear. And he said over, and let me get this. This is over in the book of Luke. And I want you to, this is in the 14th chapter in the 27th verse. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now, I want you to think about the burdens that he had, and as he had been questioned and been tried in the court of law, and people lied about him and told lies about him. You know, and listen, I want you to know, and I think we all know this, he had the power of God, He was God in the flesh. Jesus had a man part to him that was all man, but he had a God part to him that was all God. And I've said this before, somewhere a long time ago, I remember saying this, talking about Simon the Cyrene helping bear his cross. Somebody said to me, said, I can't imagine that Jesus would be that weak. Well, Jesus was a man, and Jesus got tired, and he rested. And Jesus, a lot of times there was things that happened, and he expressed his man part. Well, now, this is just expressing the man part of Jesus. If he would have wanted to use his God power, as silly as this might sound, he could have thrown the cross and put it in orbit. That's the power that he had. He could have called 10,000 angels to come and destroy the world. He could have set himself free, but consider the burden. I want you to know Jesus had this burden, if you'll have it, before the world was. He knew he was going to come and die. And it was agreed with him and the Father, Brother Andrew, before man ever breathed his first breath. And what kind of burden this must have been. But for the joy that was set before him, he endured the shame of the cross. What kind of joy? The joy that he had was when he gave his life on the cross and he raised from the dead, that he could bring salvation to a poor, wretched sinner boy like me. I didn't deserve to have what I've got, but I've got it because Jesus loved me enough to give it to me. Consider the burden today. I want you to think about this. Consider, they stripped him. They put on him a scarlet robe. They were making fun of him. They mocked him. They plaited a crown of thorn, put it on his head, put a reed in his right hand, bowed the knee down before him. They mocked him. They said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They were making fun, but I want you to know he was and is the King of the Jews. He's the King of Kings. Consider the burden today. Oh, but I want you to know, my friend, as he went to the cross, I'm glad of one thing. I'm glad he had a burden that he took to the cross with him. I can't comprehend this in my mind, but it's true because the Bible said it. He became sin for us. Think about that. The Son of God, the Savior of the world, the right hand of God, one of the three in the Godhead. I'm telling you what, with no sin about him at all, he became sin for us. What kind of a burden, Billy Ray, that must have been. And I want you to think about this. If I would have been the only sinner, he would have been burdened down. Why? Because I was full of sin. But I want you to know, I was not the only sinner. You were not the only sinner, but he died for all of us. Think about the burden. Let me get this. I need to go back into scripture. Go back. You Bible readers, you're familiar with this. A long time ago, there was a man called Abraham, thousands of years before that we're reading here today. And Abraham, God bless, Abraham believed God. He was imputed to him for righteousness. Jesus said of Abraham, said he rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. But God gave a hard task to Abraham one time. Abraham had a son, Isaac. God had told Abraham, your seed is going to be blessed in your son Isaac. But then, after God told him that, he said, Abraham, I want you to go to a place that I'm going to lead you to. I want you to go to a mountain. I want you to take your son Isaac up there, and I want you to offer him as a burnt offering. Boy, I'm telling you what, Abraham, what a hard thing that must have been. But Abraham, by faith, he believed God. It said over in the book of Hebrews that Abraham believed God. He trusted him. God said, Isaac's going to be the one that I bless your seed through him. And so Abraham believed that even if Isaac did die, God would raise him from the dead. But here's the point I want to get to. They went and they found the mountain. And there were some servants there with Abraham and Isaac. And well, they got to the place. And so Abraham told his servant, said, you wait here. Said, we're going to go yonder. But listen what he said back there in the book of Genesis. Even though he'd been told to offer his son, he said, you wait here. Isaac and I are going to go up on the mountain, and we're coming back. Woo! Boy, I'm telling you, that ought to stir your heart today. He said, me and Isaac's going up there. And I don't know if he told his servants he's going to offer him or not. But God had told Abraham, and Abraham knew that. And Abraham knew he was supposed to offer his son.
But he said, we're coming back. I'm going to come back with Isaac. Well, here, get this part. When they were going up the mountain and they had the fire, and Abraham, the Bible said he claimed the wood. He cut it up or chopped it up, and he loaded the wood on Isaac. Isaac was carrying the wood. What a picture that is. He was carrying the wood. Jesus, when he was on the way to Calvary, Blaine, he was carrying the wood. Boy, I'm telling you, and Isaac here, of course, he didn't understand. I don't blame him. And I can see him saying to Abraham, Dad, here we got the wood. He knew they had the wood because he was carrying. Consider the burden. Isaac was carrying that wood. He said, we got the wood and we've got the fire. He said, but where's the offering at? We don't have anything for an offering. We're going up here to make an offering. We don't have anything to offer. Abraham said to Isaac, he said, son, he said, God will provide himself an offering for an offering. God is going to provide an offering. Abraham, I don't believe he understood very much about exactly how it was going to happen, but he had enough faith that he believed God. I'd like to ask you today that are here, even if you don't think you understand every point about this, have enough faith in God to follow him when he speaks to your heart. Come to him. Obey the Lord. Let God do his work. Well, here's the rest of that story. They went up there on the mountain, and Abraham got everything in order, and he drew his knife back. He was going to slay his son as God had commanded him. But oh, I praise God. God stayed his hand. Don't hurt that boy. I've got an offering for you. Behind Abraham, caught in the thicket, was a ram. God had it prepared already. It was there before Abraham and Isaac got on the mountain. And so they offered that ram as a burnt offering. Praise God! God had an offering ready. Consider the burden. Boy, think about the burden that Abraham must have had. Think about the burden that Isaac must have had. But as hard as that seems, it was just a small matter. Consider the burden that Jesus had. Jesus went to the cross, taking mine and your sins with him. They mocked him. They spit on him. Just imagine that. He would have had a perfect right to have just knocked them all down and killed them all the way they treated him. But he had a forgiving heart. That's the kind of heart that God's children have for one another when they're following the Lord. Consider the burden today. I praise God. Simon was carrying the back end of the cross. But I'm telling you what, we need all of us to come and bear the cross and follow Jesus that we might be his disciples. Now listen, if you're here today and you're like I was one time when I was a 12-year-old boy, I had a burden. Consider the burden. I had a burden of sin on my soul. How heavy was it, preacher? Well, it was going to take me to hell. But I praise God. The gospel showed me that I was lost and on the way to hell. And the gospel showed me that there was a man come from God. His name was Jesus. And he died for me. He bore my burden. And I'll tell you what. The gospel that told me I was lost told me I could be born again. And so when I come and it was hard for me. I was a very shy young man. I've told this probably 100 times, but I'd hesitate to do a book report in school if I had to tell it. I didn't care to write it down. I was happy to read the book, but if I had to get up in front of class and tell the story, it was agonizing to me. But I'll tell you, when God began to speak to me, wanted me to come to the altar, I said, can't do that, God, I'm too shy. God said, yes, you can. I'll help you. God helped me. He helped me make that first step, and he helped me make all the steps, and he helped me to the altar. And praise God, when I trusted him, when I asked God to save my soul, and I trusted Jesus that he died for me, God washed away all my sin with the precious blood of the Lamb. Consider the burden that my Savior had. And boy, I'm glad there's a burden in the heart of the church today. What do you mean, preacher? We've got a burden for you that are lost. We're praying for you. I'm glad God gives us that burden. Consider the burden today. If you're lost, you can get rid of that burden. But you need to do something. You need to seek the Lord while he may be found. You need to call on him while he's near. Let's all stand. Come get your song ready. I believe that's enough preaching. Consider the burden. Think and listen. Are you following Jesus? Have you picked up your cross? Are you following him? I want you to know today, you need to follow the Lord. If you've been saved by God's grace, you need to be about the Father's business. You need to be doing what God wants you to do. If you want to help somebody else get saved, if you're saved already, if you want to help somebody else get saved, bear your burdens. If you're lost today, come and get saved. If you're saved and not where you need to be, come and get in this morning while the church sings. Obey the Lord. Please obey this morning. Please obey. Please obey. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please come. Somebody needs to come this morning. Please come. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. I want to sing again in just a minute, but I want to say a few words to you. You might notice I took my watch off. This is funny, but it makes a point. When I was making the invitation, we started singing. I don't know if you could hear it. I hope you couldn't, but my watch was ringing on my arm. And I finally, it annoyed me a little bit. It was distracting me. So I looked down at my watch, and it said SOS. And it said, did you fall down? If you fell down, are you hurt? And I thought, boy, I'm trying to send out an SOS, but not through my watch. There's an SOS that needs to be go out, and it needs to be declared. And if you're here today, we all fell in Adam. And that's not what my watch was talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We all fell in Adam. I was fallen. I was in sin. I had a burden. I was on my way to hell. If you don't get born again while you live, you're going to go to hell. And if you die and go to hell, it's not God's fault. If you die and go to hell, it's not the church's fault. Well, you say, wait a minute, preacher. I know somebody who was supposed to be a Christian, and they treated me bad and hurt my feelings. That's awful. That happens sometimes, and it grieves me. But it's still not... it's still not anybody else's fault if you die and go to hell. You're the one that has to make the choice from your heart. And when God knocks at your heart, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open unto me, I'll come in and sup with him, and him with me. And so listen, if you're lost, you need to get saved. How did you get saved? Seek the Lord. If you're feeling that in your heart this morning, come to the altar. Now, you won't have to be there alone. God will be there with you most of all. But we'll gather around with you and pray with you. We're interested in you. We got a burden for you this morning. Consider that burden. I would to God that you just step out and come this morning. And listen, if you're here and you've been saved by God's grace, if you've really been saved by God's grace, are you doing what you're supposed to bear your burden? Consider the burden. Jesus said, if you don't take your cross and follow me, hey, you can't be my disciple. Oh, there's all kinds of excuses. I can't do this because of that, and I can't do that because of this. We have no excuse today. When God moves, we can follow God. God has all power. And I want you to know God's able today. And I praise God for the power that's in the church. Brother Carl talked about that in Sunday school this morning, how God's been blessing for such wonderful services and people getting saved and God moving. I praise God for that. I believe, listen, and I'm going to say a couple more words and I'm going to ask them to sing again. If you're here this morning and you've already rededicated your life or you've already got saved but you haven't shared that with the church this morning, I'm going to ask you to come and stand with us and let that be known. You don't have to make a speech, but just make a declaration by your move that God's done something for you. If you're here this morning and you want to join the church, the doors are open. You can come let us know that too. If you're here this morning and you're not saved,
This is the most important invitation that I could make, or that anybody could make. If you're lost, you need to come to Jesus. You need to get saved. And if you're saved already and you're not serving God, you need to come and get in. Obey the Lord. Sing when you're ready. Please come. Come right now. Come on, obey the Lord, please. Please come. Please come. Praise the Lord. Consider the burden. Consider the burden. If we think about the burden that Jesus had for us, then we ought to be willing to bear the burden for Jesus. Take up your cross and follow me. That's what he said. Take up your cross and follow me. Will you do that? Well, I praise God today that we have a God that's so powerful, so able, so loving. I thank God he gave his son to die on the cross for me. Not just for me, but for every individual. Please come today. If you're here, I know from the way I feel in my own heart, I can't read your mind, don't know your heart, but I know the way I feel in my own heart that there's people here needing to come. And I beg you to come. We'll pray with you. God's able to help you. God's able to take care of what needs done this morning. Please obey the Lord. Please come right now. Please come right now. Right here. Amen. With heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Won't take me long. Listen today. And this is not to trick you or put you on the spot. I'm not going to embarrass anybody or point anybody out. Don't do that. But if you're here today, and I'm just going to sum this up in one thing right now. I feel like doing it that way. If you're here today and there's a spiritual need in your life, that would, if you're lost or if you're saved and out of fellowship, that's either one of those. Or if you're needing to move and join, whatever it is. If there's a spiritual need in your life that God's speaking to and you're kind of struggling with and you need the prayers of God's people, would you raise your hand? Well, I appreciate those hands going up. I appreciate those hands going up. Any others? Anybody else? Just raise your hand and say, yeah, pray for me. Just be that honest and that open. And you notice I don't point people out, but I do recognize when hands are raised, that's real important. If you're here today and you're struggling with something and you need help from God, would you just raise your hand? If you haven't already raised your hand, please raise your hand. Okay, open up your eyes, raise your heads. And while they sing this song, I want to appeal to you from the depths of my heart. Please come. And let me say this before we sing. If you need to come and you're just very shy and hesitant about coming, there might be a Christian close by that you could just nudge them on the shoulder or get their hand and say, will you go to the altar and pray with me? Will you go with me? I need to go to the altar. I believe they'll come to the altar. If you just raise your hand, wave at me. I'll come get you. I'll come walk with you. While they sing and while we pray, please come. Please come, oh Lord. Yep.
Let me tell you about my friend on whom I depend.
Amen.
He's the best friend.
Amen.
I ever knew.
Amen.
With my heart I want to
Lord.
Serve him.
Listen.
With my heart I want to please him.
Listen.
Do what he wants me
Amen.
To do.
Yeah, man. Come this morning.
But even at my best, when I'm put to the test, there are times I've let him down.
Come on.
It's a wonder of it all.
Oh, praise God.
He loves me when I fall.
Praise God.
He loves me.
That we're here today.
Just as I am.
Just take that step and obey the Lord.
I fail
Come on.
The Lord. He has
failed him all. I have, and I still do. But he's never failed me. Please come. Come on. You can have an impact on this servant. And you can have an impact on your life and the lives of people around you if you'll just take a step by faith. Come on. And seek the Lord. Just take a move. Make a step. Consider this burden. Come on.
And though I fail,
come on.
He has never failed me.
Amen.
He loves me when I'm up.
Listen.
He loves me when I'm down.
Amen.
He loves me.
Oh, he loves you.
Even when
please
I'm
come.
Wrong. He's been there on the mountain. He'll be there through every valley.
Yeah.
He's never left me alone. Though there'll be times I know when I'll fail him so, yet he'll never let go.
Amen.
And though I fail the Lord, he has never failed me. He's been everything and more that he said he would be.
Listen to that. He's been everything and more. Praise God. Amen.
He has kept so faithfully. And though I fail the Lord, he has never failed me.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's wonderful. I love that song. Though I failed the Lord, he's never failed me. I appreciate that song and your good prayers. As far as I feel like I need to go. And yet there's plenty of room. And my burden's still there, but God isn't directing me to say more very much or have another song. Anything else on anybody's heart before we turn over to the announcements? All right, just be seated for a minute. We'll turn over to the announcements. Thank you for your prayers this morning.
Okay. So next Sunday will be Easter. We will be having sunrise service. That'll be at 6:30. And Neil Wireman III will be preaching that. So come if you can. Be praying for that. We're going to have our communion service tonight right after church, and then following our communion service, we'll have our foot washing service, two separate services. If you're a member of this church or another Baptist church in regular standing, we invite you to come and take part in that. The Ladies Club is collecting handwritten recipes for a cookbook to be published before Christmas. Please see Brittany if you have a recipe or if you need a recipe card. Or you can submit your own handwritten card. So if you have questions about that, see Sister Brittany.
Any more announcements? I'll tell you this, I was praying about sunrise service and I got Neil on my heart. When I asked him, he was very excited. And I'm looking forward to sunrise service. And let's really pray about that. And I just really appreciate that. I want to mention this. We had a wonderful young adult gathering last night at Sean and Brittany's house. We just had a great time. It blessed my heart. And so I appreciate that being done, their hospitality. Let's keep praying. Pray for our young people. Pray for our young adults.
Let's pray for everybody. And let's pray for our lost people. Pray for those that's saved, that's out of fellowship. Pray for those that's needing to join the church, but maybe the devil's fighting them real hard. We got a lot to pray for. But even in that, it's a blessing. It's a blessing that we've got those burdens that God's given us, and we've got people that we're concerned about. And we thank God for those that's recently gotten saved and those that's recently joined church. And so God's moving, and God's doing great things. And I thank God for it. And what a wonderful crowd this morning. Thank the Lord for you. Glad you're here. Glad you prayed. And anything else before we come to a close? All right, appreciate that. Remember that. All right. Anything else? Seemed like I had something else, but can't remember if I did. All right. Come back tonight. Service. Now, I will say this. We have worship service before we have the Lord's Supper and the foot washing. So even if you're not in a place to take part in those services, we still got church, so don't miss tonight. Come and be with us, and we appreciate that. If nothing else, we'll ask everybody to see to stand. I'm Master Brother Andrew to pray dismiss.
Important that we come here prepared and ready to fight for.